All right, final live segment. We go into key retransmission where you break everything down and have a radiation expert on. Then Dr. Nick Begich. And, of course, you heard Bob Chapman earlier in the last hour. That's coming up on the restreams at Infowars.com and re-airing on stations all over the country. But let's move quickly to some final calls. Jennifer in Colorado, and then Sean, Mike, and Fred, if we have time. Jennifer, you've got the floor quickly.
Thank you, Alex, for everything you do. We live in Denver, Colorado, and we were just wondering, will the Rocky Mountains provide any protection for us with the radiation that's coming this way?
I'm not a meteorologist, but I've studied what they said, but undoubtedly, yes, it'll be a lot more diluted and statistically a lower chance of not just the background radiation, but when you actually get one of the particles itself that's higher-level radiation, you know, it lowers that chance of inhalation.
Okay, and one other question. What are the immediate warning signs we should be looking for right before they claim martial law?
They'll never really declare martial law. They'll call it a civil emergency. Michigan declared financial martial law, which means suspension of normal laws. And under the executive orders, under the TSA not caring what Congress says, the EPA not caring what Congress says, shutting down coal plants, that's all executive fiat martial law. So it's a slow slide into the just civil emergency national security state, Jennifer.
Okay, thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you, Jennifer. Yeah, look at all these other third world countries. It's always an emergency, a civil emergency. They don't call it martial law. People are like, Alex, where's the martial law? I don't know. The TSA is running checkpoints on highways everywhere. I don't know. They're putting troops on the streets more and more. They're sticking their hands down your pants. I don't know. They're suspending regular laws on your pension funds and things. I mean, what do you think that is? Let's go ahead and talk to Sean in Canada. Sean, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Well, okay, well, I have some information concerning the Pickering nuclear power plant. Had a leak just a few days ago there into Lake Ontario.
Yep, they admit it. A lot of radiation got released, and they say it's not bad for you. Yep.
Absolutely, yeah. The radioactive, it was called tritium that was in the water that was released. About 73,000 liters was put into Lake Ontario. As we both know, we share 50-50 pretty much with America. Now, the half-life of tritium is about 12 years. In the human body, it's about 7 to 14 days, according to this. What's interesting, actually, is the legal limits. We talk about cover-ups and think about how people sort of spin news. The Canadian legal limit for tritium in drinking water is 7,000 becquerel per liter. So that's the radioactive rating per liter of the water. While the United States is only 740. That's a difference of over 6,000 becquerel per liter.
Yeah, the government just says this radiation isn't bad for you, and Ann Coulter says it's good for you.
It's good for you, yeah, right.
No, I'm not kidding. Show a document cam shot. Sorry, go ahead.
The World Health Organization puts it at 10,000 BQ per liter, while the European Union has an investigative limit of only 100 BQ per liter. I just see a great discrepancy there. I thought I would bring that up because...
No, you're right. And notice how it's not getting hardly any play, and this is a major radiation release, and they're caught covering this up at plants all the time. That's why I'm so adverse more and more to nuclear power as we learn more. But don't worry, Ann Coulter is now a nuclear physicist and a chemist and a biologist, and she says a glowing report on radiation. Anyone exposed to excess radiation from the nuclear power plants is now probably much less likely to get cancer. Really, the Japanese government's having to break down, and people are breaking down crying, saying it's killing people and going to kill people, but maybe to her, death is good. I mean, I appreciate your call, sir, and I'm not even here to bash Ann Coulter. I don't even care. She says Ron Paul's good, but is a blind hog, you know, still finds acorns? I mean, I'm just insulted by this. It's not a joke, man. And the cynicism of the liberals, the cynicism of mainline Republicans, and just the giggling and snickering and not taking things serious. Radiation's now been detected in Southern California. Just from the small leaks Friday. That stuff just got here today. All those big explosions and plumes. If the little stuff from Friday got here, what's going to happen in the next 5-6 days? And after that, as this just continues. They're in the mainline news, up on drudgereport.com, infowars.com, LA Times, you name it, saying they may just pull the workers out entirely because it's so deadly. And just let the whole thing continue to melt down and smokestack towards us. And the media, a lot of them just laugh and think it's funny. Key info coming up straight ahead. See you back Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Great job, crew. Pray for America. Pray for Japan. Pray for Canada.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is the 18th day of March, Friday, 2011. You're trying to visit Infowars.com the last few days. We're getting record traffic on top of previous records. Literally millions of people now visiting the sites per day, not per week. Infowars.com is basically down, off, and on. PrisonPlanet.com is the auxiliary attack cruiser in the Infowar. It is there and it is up. We are trying to work around all of this, but we have big interactive websites. I get emails and get calls, and people say, sometimes the comments don't work for hours. Yeah, in an emergency, we have to turn the comments off, and sometimes that allows the site to go back up. It's not a conspiracy that sometimes comments are turned off. The comments have been turned off and on the last week because I make the executive decision. They go, well, we can't keep it up if the comments are on. Turn them off. In fact, turn them both off. Turn them off on InfoWars and Prison Planet for now. It's key to get the sites up with the news about the radiation reaching the United States, with the attack on Libya in the offing right now, with all of the other insane economic news that we have here in front of us today. Continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, with some other huge news we're going to be going over after we cover the radiation, after we cover the latest developments where their mainstream news is now saying it may just completely go Chernobyl and they may give up all hope. We hope that that's not the case. We've also got the situation in Tripoli, Benghazi, there in Libya. Huge developments there. They now call no-fly zones. Means full-out bombardment and war in your face. It's humanitarian. Yes, of course it is. Continuing, New York Fed confirms intervention in currency markets. This has been a secret for decades with their manipulation. Now mainstream news. Also, London Telegraph freaking out. U.S. Treasury Tim Geithner shocked global markets by revealing that Washington is quite open to Chinese proposals for the gradual development of a global reserve currency run by the International Monetary Fund. That was out 2 years ago. There's fresh reports out today dealing with this whole situation. Also, mayor of a Japanese town says that they've been betrayed near the nuclear plant, claims his people have been abandoned. Many of the local county prefectures in that area are reporting up to 150 times safe levels of radiation. So that is just some of what we're going to be breaking down here today. Meanwhile, Obama spent the last 2 days off and on doing NCAA picks, visiting with hockey teams and professional basketball teams. He finally made a brief statement about how the U.S. wants to help Japan, even though the U.S. troops have been pulled out, the fleet's been sent away because of the radiation going out to sea towards the West Coast. And he gave a brief statement finally last night, 6 days in. We're now 7 days in. Now, remember, the low-level radiation, if you believe the U.N. and the Associated Press, that's where they're getting their information, U.N. detectors. We're not getting that from the U.S. government on the West Coast. But U.N. detectors are reporting low levels of radiation, what they call minuscule fallout. Now, remember, as we've been saying for now 7 days, when the radiation gets here, it's only from the first leak on Friday. It takes on average 7 days across the Pacific, on average. And it has reached, with a prediction of 7 days that meteorologists predicted last Saturday. And we, of course, put out one of the first big reports on that, picked up by Drudge Report on Saturday and Sunday. So the lower level leaks from the initial tsunami and earthquake and some of the off-gassing, that's what's now first reaching the United States. Then you have the explosion on Saturday at Fukushima 1, the devastating mega explosion of Fukushima 3 Mark 1 MOX reactor on Monday, other reactors Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday blowing up and setting on fire and off-gassing. So we have all of that unfolding right now. We have all of that unfolding, and that radiation then is set to intensify Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday right through to next week. And we need independent universities, independent organizations, independent individuals to be testing for that radiation. And remember, as Dr. Bob Bowman said, as Dr. Busby said, and as Dr. Rocky has said in previous interviews, even a doubling of radiation that they say is safe, or a tripling or a quadrupling, they're claiming 10 times the radiation is safe. Remember, that's background radiation, not actual particles that are getting up near the Geiger counter that randomly come in and that you breathe. That's the big killer, but it takes years, if not decades, to kill you. In fact, here's New Scientist from all the way back in 2002, headline, nuclear test fallout killed thousands in the United States. Nuclear test fallout killed thousands in the United States. And it goes over the number of cancers and deaths directly connected to the cancers. Now, the UN, the New York Times, and the Atomic Energy Agency predict, estimate 1 million have died in 25 years in cancers, leukemias, and other illnesses directly connected to the Chernobyl event, which right now looks like it's smaller than what we've seen unfold. So you cannot trust the system with their history of making up information about fallout, whitewashing it, to tell you the truth. In fact, Ann Coulter is now in Human Events today with a devastatingly discrediting statement, a glowing report on radiation. Ann Coulter, with the terrible earthquake and the resulting tsunami that have devastated Japan, the only good news is that anyone exposed to excess radiation from the nuclear power plant is now probably much less likely to get cancer. And then she goes on with just bizarre statements. So now plutonium, uranium, strontium, tritium, cesium, and radioactive iodine, all in thousands of studies to absolutely confirm massive increases in cancer when you're exposed to even moderate levels. She is telling you it's good for you. I could play CBS News. I've played it hundreds of times. In fact, let's cue it up. Mercury is good for you. It's good for children's behavior. But that's a lawyer talk because they want you servile, brain damaged, not thinking. And so they see that as good behavior. So in their weird world, it does improve cognitive brain function by lowering IQs. We've spent decades exposing that sodium fluoride, sevenfold increase in men in bone cancer, threefold increase in women. It hits men a lot worse. Women physiologically are tougher. Any doctor will tell you that. It really hits boys even worse, generally averaging boys and men together at 7 times. It's more than 14 times 12 and under boys. Devastating. You go to the store, it's baby water with fluoride for your baby. Their blood-brain barrier isn't developed properly. Goes directly into the brain. Now the EPA and FDA have recommended it not be used as pesticide anymore because it's bioaccumulating in the crops. Now they've recommended it be cut from 1.2 part per million to half or 0.7 part per million. You see, we're winning the fight. Sodium fluoride's poison. Mercury's poison. Lead is poison. Asbestos is poisonous and carcinogenic. Remember they said the air is safe to breathe. And the CDC has now had to admit, the Mayo Clinic has come out. They've done chest scans of the victims of 9/11, the asbestos, and all the rest of the toxins. Massive increases in cancer, massive increases in death rates. That is confirmed. And then it came out years later that Christina Todd Whitman went to Bush and said, we've got to keep this evacuated for weeks. It's deadly. Our detectors, it's deadly. And they were told, no, say it's safe to breathe. No masks are needed. Because if they admit you need a mask, they've got to admit it's not safe for people in the area. So that's why Obama came out in the news today in an unbelievable statement. And I have the headline here. It's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. An unbelievable statement. An off-the-charts statement saying that there's no need to prepare for nuclear fallout. Here are some of those headlines. AP, source, minuscule fallout reaches U.S., Southern California. Wall Street Journal, low levels of radioactive material begin to be detected across Pacific, including Hawaii. Airlines are coming in with radiation on board from Japan. Chernobyl situation may be last resort for Japan reactors. Reuters, reduced pressure at Fukushima reactor indicates possible leakage from contained core. Mike Adams, Natural News. Obama tells Americans, do not prepare for radioactive fallout. Just listen to your government as he prepares to leave the United States on a week-long trip. Why does the radiation goes past? Isn't that just convenient? Isn't that special? He's giving one speech while he's there. The rest of it is a vacation. Is a vacation for him after a week of NCAA babbling. Swedish government, radiation to cover entire northern hemisphere. Everyone to be affected. PrisonPlanet.com. Canada cover-up. Radioactive leak into Lake Ontario. High levels of radiation. They say, don't worry, it's not bad for you. Coulter says it's good for you. Japan nuclear disaster caps decades of fake reports. Bloomberg reporting on the cover-ups. Ongoing. Even though I hate Michael Bloomberg, he's a gun-grabbing globalist. His publications are among the best and most accurate, I guess because top business people demand real info. They just know the average slaves aren't reading it. Continuing, Japan radiation fears spark panic, salt buying in China, believing the iodine will protect them. And to a certain extent from the pharmacist and doctors we've talked to, they say it helps a little, but it doesn't fully protect the thyroid from the radiation. It helps a little. So that's going crazy there. Morton Salt has recently taken potassium iodine out of their salt. Japan passengers cargo screen for radiation, AP. But when they come into Dallas, Chicago, San Francisco and they pick up radiation with their luggage, they don't take it away from them, which they should, and get rid of it. They say, go on, take it on out to your kids at home. We'll be back. Stay with us with Libya.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Standard Time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. I'll be back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time as well. And we've got four new radio stations, big ones. One, the number one talk station, 100,000-watt FM in Minneapolis, St. Paul, picking up the Sunday show. Very excited about that. A lot of stations we need to be thanking on air. A lot of liners for stations I know I'm supposed to cut in the last week, and I haven't, including for XM, because we have been absolutely hammered with this radio active situation that is unfolding. And, again, the first radiation from just the leaks on Friday has reached the West Coast. We're going to be breaking all of that news down in detail with a leading radiation expert who has been featured by CNN, Fox, The New York Times, you name it. We're going to be talking to Shane Connor coming up. He's the biggest supplier to the military of Geiger counters and other systems. He's going to be breaking down what he's seeing from here in Texas coming up in the next segment. But right now, and Dr. Nick Begas is joining us, Bob Chapman is joining us. Right now, I want to shift gears into the Libya situation. As the rebels began to be routed, the openly funded by the Saudi Arabians, Al-Qaeda, that's Gaddafi's actually telling the truth on that. He's not a good guy, but compared to them, he's the lesser of two weevils, of two evils. And when they thought they could defeat him with just the ground forces and the weapons pouring in from globalist-controlled Egypt and Saudi Arabia, they were acting like they weren't involved in it. The minute he began to take all the cities back, the rebels only have three cities left. He's taken back scores of towns and cities from them. And the minute he started to roll into Benghazi was when they passed a no-fly resolution, which Ron Paul's pointed out is unconstitutional. It's an act of war. It violates the UN Charter. We have all that detailed at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And they're trying to put an even more radical, extreme group of people in there. Remember, Gaddafi 6 years ago made a deal with the West, but they want the trillions and trillions of dollars of oil, the most oil-rich country in Africa, and a guy who's given leadership to Africa outside of globalist control. He's spoken out against the vaccines, sterilizing people that they've caught being filled with HIV as well. He is a real socialist, a horrible, corrupt kingpin, but he actually serves out goodies and to the public. He's developed and modernized Libya. And in the no-fly, double-speak, double-think Orwellville, they state, including bombardments, and they've announced the French, the British, NATO, U.S. missile cruiser ships with cruise missiles are preparing. They said as early as this morning, but last time I checked, the bombardment hadn't begun, to begin attacking Muammar Gaddafi's military bases and emplacements. And the media is hyping 25 dead in bombardment of Gaddafi forces. So that is just some of the news and information. So you've got these rebels that they're calling protesters, attacking military bases, killing military, killing police. Whether you're for them or against them, the point is they're a military operation. And when Gaddafi targets them, the media lies and says he's targeted civilians. Turned out that wasn't true 3 weeks ago. Turns out a month ago he didn't flee, as the British Foreign Ministry said, to Venezuela. Turned out he hadn't stepped down. They keep saying he fled. Then, no, he stepped down. No, he's running to Zimbabwe to bolster the forces. And so as soon as he was about to go into the last big city they held, a few other little towns in the east, the media comes out and the UN comes out and says, 10-0, we're voting for no-fly to help humanitarian population. And they will bomb their water treatment plants in their humanitarian effort. They always do in Serbia, Iraq, you name it. They will bomb the government buildings. They will bomb the military bases. They will bomb all the airfields, both military and civilian. They will bomb the country end to end as they're gearing up to do. But as of this minute, they have not attacked because Muammar Gaddafi, the slimy, slick dictator of 40 years, is a survivor. And he's a military man. And he's certainly not stupid. And he said, okay, I love the ceasefire. Now your Western-backed forces cannot attack me. And he's engaged in a ceasefire. He says, great, I want a ceasefire. You attacked me. You're bringing weapons in from the east, out of Egypt that borders them to the east, out of Saudi Arabia. This is Al-Qaeda attacking me, which is actually true. That's Al-Qaeda means CIA brigade in the CIA database. That's been out since the 80s. And So now there's some jockeying. I believe they're going to go ahead and still start bombing him. The UN has signaled that. So now a whole new war on top of all the other...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thank you for joining us. Dr. Nick Begich is joining us in the next hour, then Bob Chapman on the economy, on the open announcement that the Federal Reserve has been manipulating currency markets worldwide. But I'm going to be breaking down here on air for everyone the latest developments at the Fukushima Chernobyl-style disaster in Japan. AP reporting fallout has reached the western coast, arriving in Los Angeles. Reuters headline, very low radiation detected on west coast. Remember, that's the first radiation from last Friday when they just had a basic leak at the facility, not the explosion at Fukushima Reactor 1 on Saturday, the giant mushroom cloud explosion on Monday at Fukushima Max Mark 1 plutonium-based an uranium-based reactor, the 600,000-plus spent fuel rods that AP and Reuters confirm are there, many of which were stored on top of the facilities that blew sky high. We know the Japanese are not releasing in those two counties, two states, or prefectures right around Fukushima the numbers Local governments are reporting 150 times safe levels. Now, he's very busy. He's not been doing radio interviews, but I've known him for 12 years. First interviewed him more than a decade ago. We were able to get Shane Connor, who supplies the potassium iodide pills to the military, who supplies it to the government, who supplies it to FEMA. He's the biggest holder of Geiger counters and has the biggest lab that basically sets them and calibrates them. He also, again, is the biggest manufacturer of the potassium iodide. The pills are all gone, but he has the raw base potassium iodine material that's enough for 20 adults, 200. Well, we're going to have him break it all down, and the fact that you'll want to talk to your physician first, of course, the radiation levels would have had to go up first. He's got a whole fact sheet. We've got it at InfoWars.com. He is completely sold out even to his distributors. My guys bought most of it yesterday. That sold out overnight. They got back there this morning. They're coming back with the rest of it. He has basically completely sold out of it, the last remaining supplies, right now at InfoWars.com. And we are limiting how many each person can get so more people can get a hold of it. This all started because the pills I bought a decade ago were expired. And I began to, for the rest of the crew, look around for it. And hiding in plain view, I'm like, wait a minute, Shane Connor, he's the huge guy with Nucalar. He's the guy that makes a little Geiger counter detectors and recalibrates the government ones. Let's call him. And, of course, it turned out he was one of the only suppliers left in the country with it, and we've now gotten the remaining of his stock available now. We're going to be shipping it out as quickly as possible at InfoWars.com. Now, understand something. In 3 hours last night, what we bought yesterday sold overnight. This will probably sell out by the end of the day, and then this is it. This is all we've got, but I want to explain this and the fact sheet he's got and have him break it down. The headline up on InfoWars.com with a link to the online video bookstore shopping cart that has it. InfoWars has some of the only potassium iodine in the United States. Now, sir, you're the expert on this, decades involved in this. Break down exactly what this product is, what it does for people that are out there. Oh, and let me just add, for those that don't know, you've been featured in the Boston Globe, Newsmax, WorldNet Daily, National Defense Mag, Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, Washington Post, New York Times, USA Today, San Francisco Chronicle, Wall Street Journal, CNN, Newsday, Glenn Beck. The list goes on and on. I mean, you are a preeminent expert that we've got here, and thank God you were hiding in plain view just south of us in Gonzales, Texas. Break down exactly what this product is for folks that are out there.
Alex, thanks for having me on, and thanks for getting these products out. They're not going to do anybody any good in my warehouse when people need them in their homes. For any radiological event, whether it's a nuclear bomb or what we're seeing going on in Japan here, the greatest threat, the further you get downwind, is always radioactive iodine. Health physicists always agree that's the problem. That was the problem at Chernobyl. The further you got away from ground zero, the casualties almost exclusively have been from radioactive iodine causing damage to your thyroid gland. What potassium iodide does, and the FDA has recognized this and endorsed it for literally 50 to 60 years now, is that when you take that before you're exposed and you could possibly ingest or inhale radioactive iodine, if you could take potassium iodide beforehand, you will saturate and fill up your thyroid gland with safe, stable iodine. Now, and you can take it as little as a half hour before it arrives, but you're playing beat the clock. Whatever gets to your thyroid gland first stays there. And if you have safe, stable iodine in place, then the radioactive iodine, if you later inhale or ingest it in contaminated milk or other products, your kidneys simply eliminate it. It gives you almost 100% protection against thyroid cancer and all these other problems. And we document on our website from our own nuclear weapons testing the number of thyroid cancers that we had in this country right up close with that. In fact, the National Cancer Institute study estimating thyroid doses of I-131 received by Americans from Nevada atmospheric nuclear bomb tests, they say it likely generated from 10,000 to 75,000 cases of thyroid cancer. And we also saw, and we show it on our website, where a Chinese test done back in, let me get facts straight for you, done back in December 28, 1966, resulted in the fallout cloud covering most of the United States about 4 days later, and we had it showing up in milk across the country. Now, those levels were that showed up from that test, they were not enough that you would have pulled the mill, but it shows that it will cover the complete country. Chernobyl, we had it showing up in milk from cows in Washington, the state of Washington, from the pastures, where normally they would have 2 to 4 picocuries in the milk naturally of radioactive iodine. They were having elevated levels over 400. Now, it's important to get educated when we start hearing people talking about these huge increases. They still wouldn't have pulled the milk until it got 10 times higher than that. So people need to get educated about this so that they don't panic. We risk here without the education that we could actually, the panic could be actually more widespread than the fallout itself.
Okay, well, let's break that down, but I want to just give people the latest headline. Radiation drives back crews attempting to rein in reactor. AP, Reuters are all reporting that there's obviously been a lot of radiation already released, 600,000 rods blown in all directions, caught on fire, spent rods. 2 of the 6 reactors, internal containment has been breached as of Tuesday, 3-4 days ago. Now they're talking more and more about giving up hope. If those reactors fully melt down, I've had nuclear physicists on just yesterday. They said they could actually explode, like we saw in the 50s, in Russia.
Yeah, if we have an event and it stopped, we can deal with that. My concern is if we get these meltdowns going where we've got a continual radioactive volcano essentially spewing this stuff out continually, then we've got some major, major serious problems here because it's never going to quit. It's not going to be a Chernobyl that everybody was able to take KI and they had no thyroid cancer and then it blew out of the area. It went around the world and that was it. My concern watching, and that's what I've always thought would happen with this Japanese thing, but as the days went on, every 8 hours they were losing another reactor. So all bets are off on this episode, what's going on. I am...
Absolutely, and just to be clear for people, and I want to go over the facts with you because you're the expert. Again, you've developed the pills, made the pills, one of the biggest sellers to the government, your nuke alert to the Pentagon, Homeland Security. I mean, you're the big dog. Explain to us what this product is, folks, when they get it at InfoWars.com. They need to consult their physician or healthcare provider. All the fact sheets are on InfoWars.com, on the shopping cart. This is it. In fact, when I talked to you this morning as Tim arrived to make the final purchase, you told me that we were purchasing the last of it, that all the rest of it was going out to some of your other wholesalers. So, and by the way, these are selling for more than $150 many places. I've agreed with you only sell it for $40. Many other people are selling it for a lot more, which I think is not a very nice thing to do.
No, I fully agree with you. There's no tablets to be had. We're the national distributor of one of the 3 major ones, and we're not going to be. The government steps in; they take all of the manufacturing. We may be 3 to 6 months before we get supplies.
The government. When my guys were there yesterday, there were Japanese there buying it for Japan. The U.S. I don't know if you can talk about, but the U.S. government had just stepped in and actually bought most of what you had. The nuke strips. We've got confirmed reports. They're telling medical facilities to hoard the potassium iodine tablets.
Yeah. What I did is I took last fall, I went ahead and had 100-pound drum of potassium iodide, USP. It's what we've made tablets with in the past when we were making tablets ourselves. This is the exact same thing that's in the tablets. This is the active ingredient. And we took one ton of it, and we made 32,000 vials, of which you, Alex, have the last of it at this point. And I'm thrilled that you came on board with this because we got so swamped, we had to shut down our phone and our Internet, taking orders online at 10:30 Monday so that we can fill those orders. And our distributors and you, Alex, are getting this stuff out there. But anyways, the 26 grams that you get is the exact amount that if you pour it into a one-liter bottle of water, shake it up, you have a potassium iodide solution where every measuring teaspoon or 5 milliliters will be at one adult daily dose. And what you're looking at is typically you would take it for 7 to 10 days. But let me emphasize, when you get this, do not start taking it now. We are not at that point. You just need to have it so that because you won't be able to get it.
And we have a detailed fact sheet at InfoWars.com on the shopping cart with it and the entire breakdown. Consult your physician, healthcare provider, follow the indications. At what point would you, because the government may lie about radiation on the West Coast, at what point, if they report 10 times, 20 times normal radiation, when would you take this?
Listen, when Chernobyl happened, we didn't have the Internet. We didn't have as many. It snuck up on everybody. We have got, I've got nuclears all over the country. I've got them in Japan. Many, many other people are up to speed on this, and we've got the Internet. This thing is not going to sneak up on us. People need to get prepared, but it's not going to sneak up on us. And the government cannot not tell people to take it when it's time to take it, because too many people are watching this, and they're going to be looking at it independently. So they're not going to be able to hide or slow down or delay telling people to take it. The reason they would want to delay it is because then that shows up. They don't have any for anyone. There's not enough. There were never enough pills even manufactured that we would have enough.
Well, that's what you said 12 years ago when you first came on our show. Raymond Teague, a NASA scientist, friend of mine, electrical engineer, worked on the Apollo missions. He was always very concerned about this and introduced me to you years ago, concerned just about nuclear power plants. And if they ever had a meltdown, that everybody in the surrounding area have this. Any other points you need to make specifically about this potassium iodide?
Go to my website and read the Ill Winds article, When Ill Winds Blow From Afar. This will make you, if you read this, you will be the resident Joe expert in your county for all that we're dealing with here. We don't have the product available to sell directly from our website. Get that from Alex, but you can get the information When an Ill Wind Blows From Afar at KI4U.com.
Do you want us to mirror, Mr. Connor, that
please,
article at InfoWars.com?
Please.
Okay, When an Ill Wind Blows From Afar on their site. Can we also go to NukeAlert.com to find that?
No. Just go to KI4U.com. And it'll be on the main page. It's the prominent link right on the first screen.
When an ill wind blows, we'll get that up right now on InfoWars.com. Sir.
Fantastic.
And then now, again, people need to print off the two-sided PDF that we have written up by you, the expert. Again, still consult your physician or healthcare provider. Don't start taking this. This is an emergency backup. And when I was reading, the pills only last a few years, but you were telling me, Shane, that this stuff basically is indefinite because it's in the raw chemical form.
Yes, this is the raw potassium iodide. If you keep it dry and you don't get it too hot, potassium iodide is the same thing that's in your iodized salt. If you look at the ingredients on the side of your salt shaker, and like salt, if you don't get it wet and you don't melt it, it lasts darn near forever.
Are the Japanese right and the Chinese rushing to buy iodine salt, as the LA Times reports, or will that do nothing for them?
Well, let me just tell you about iodized salt, for instance. The little micrograms that are in there are good for nutritional reasons, but you would have to eat 5 cups of salt a day to get the same amount of KI as you do out of either the tablet dose or...
And that would kill you.
Oh, that would, you know. Now, there's a lot of nutritional products out there that do have some iodine. It's good for nutritional reasons, But you need to end up with, and we're talking adults, 130 milligrams per day.
Okay, briefly, how many people, how many adults will one of these vials, one of these containers of potassium iodide USP, 26 grams, how many people will this take care of for 7 days to fill the thyroid?
It's got 200 adult daily doses, or at least 400 child doses, and depending on how young the children are, potentially 600 or 800 children if they're very small. And the dosing instructions are right on there. By the way, when we get in short supply, it's always pregnant women and children first that you would want to protect. They are the most vulnerable. As you and I get much over the age of 40, the odds of the cancer ever fully expressing itself in our remaining lifetime begins to drop off. The children are the ones most at risk. It ravages them very quickly, many times within the year after exposure.
All right. This won't last long. The servers are shutting down on the shopping cart. And the only way you can order it is online. We don't have the staff. We got two people to answer the phones. You can't really call and get it. But InfoWars.com is the place to get the remaining supply. And I don't think it's going to be around very, very quickly. We are limiting how many people can order for each person. But thank you so much for joining us, Shane Connor.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Shane Connor, the inventor of the Nuke Alert, radiation expert, supplies the U.S. government, is our guest for another 5 minutes. He gave us some good news in his article. When an ill wind blows from afar, we're going to post it at InfoWars.com right now. We'll also put it on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. It will obviously sell out very quickly, the potassium iodide USP, that can do 20 adults or more conservatively. Correct me if I'm wrong, Shane, that there is still regular iodine, still consult your physician, but that would be topical. Explain that to people, Shane. The good news, regular iodine on the skin. Explain it.
Yeah, the very, very important thing to get across here and emphasize over and over again is that we're talking about actual iodine products, and we're not talking about ingesting them, drinking them, or swallowing them. I'm talking about, for instance, tincture of iodine. Now, you do not drink that, and make sure that people understand if you start telling them about this, but if you take tincture of iodine, like 2%, putting that on your skin, and we show in this article that you're posting, Alex, how much for 2% tincture of iodine. If you put that, like 8 milliliters for an adult, on your abdomen or forearm each day, you will get a thyroid-protecting dose darn near as good as the tablet. Now, it's not a specific dosing because it evaporates different depending on the humidity at the time. People absorb differently through their skin, rubbing it off, et cetera. But for most people, and we link to the tests that show this has all been scientifically determined with human studies, that you will get a blocking dose, thyroid-blocking dose, absorbing the tincture of iodine and other iodine products topically on your skin. But again, I need to emphasize two things. Make sure if you talk about this to anybody, they don't think that you're talking about drinking this stuff. It's poison. But topically, you can safely absorb a thyroid-blocking dose.
And we're not talking about the product on InfoWars.com, the potassium iodide USP, and you still talk to a doctor about that, even when the radiation, even when it goes up. You're talking about tincture of iodine, rubbing it on the stomach or on the forearms once a day, a limited amount, will also pretty much have the same effect. But that's all broken down in your article. You still must consult a physician or a healthcare provider before you do that.
Absolutely. And usually the only reason...
And by the way, the federal government should be doing all this right now. We shouldn't be having to do it.
That has been our mantra for over 12 years, is that what we do in our little way, they should be doing in a big way all the time. And I'd look at people out of business as being redundant if they were doing their job.
Well, you saw this coming from far away, Shane Connor, and we appreciate you. Again, the only remaining supply, he's out now. We have it because they can't handle the orders. Infowars.com. And it's a good thing we only got this much because this will take us 4 or 5 days to get out as quickly as we can on the order they're received. And we're shipping it 2 to 3 day U.S. priority mail that they're racing right now to get out the orders that came in last night and the orders that come in. They're going to be working over the weekend to have this out to you Monday and Tuesday. Infowars.com. But certainly that great news about tincture of iodine that you do not drink. It's not this product, but it's rubbed on the skin only if the radiation goes up. And again, technically for yourself personally, we only got a minute left, Shane. When would you take this product? How high would the radiation have to be?
When we got confirmation, I've got people I'm talking to and listening to on health physics sites, both sides, and that's what I'm watching right now. The government, the big thing is the government can't sit on this. Too many people are watching it, and we have the internet.
At what level would you personally take it?
I'm watching my health physicists that are keeping an eye on it right now. I can't give you a number.
You'll wait and see what they say. Thank you so much, Shane Connor. Get it at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.